Hello, buddy. It's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel. And I'm going to explain why Donald J. Trump is going to win. Something I'm not very sure of. So not going through the statistics, I've done a state-by-state breakdown. But the factors that explain that, it's staggering that someone who's so manifestly unsuited for even the lowliest public office could well become the president of the United States again. How does he get away with these lies? Just fire hosing people with mistruths. And there are enough people who are stupid enough to fall for that. There's a bit of the Semmelweis reflex there. People have chosen to believe in him. Even when their beliefs are disconfirmed, they still stick with the disbeliefs because the existential crisis of facing up to having been a chump is too much. They can't admit to themselves they've been fooled. They're emotionally invested in it. It's part of their identity. And so they would fall out with friends and family as part of their church group and so forth. So gun nuttery, yeah, that's into the mix. Xenophobia, sounding the alarm about immigration, legal and illegal. And yes, it's true that illegal immigration is a problem. It's by no means America's most serious problem. And you know that the Biden administration has been fairly bad on that. At least it's not been as inhumane as Trump putting children in cages, which remember was vital for national security under Trump until it wasn't. And he gave up that policy after about a month or these government shutdowns. So never surrender. He does surrender. He backs down. He surrendered. He handed himself into the police that he's such a tough guy. He'll never capitulate. He did capitulate. If you really won the election last time, Donald, why didn't you turn up for the inauguration? Why didn't you demand the Supreme Court, Chief Justice inaugurate you? Because you know you lost. But despite the illogicality of this, despite all the contradictions of Trumpery, nevertheless, a lot of people stick with him. So there's that. That's anti-intellectualism. Somewhat concerned about the economy. The economy's going well in many ways. So, you know, the Democrats should ace it. Even if they win, they won't win by very much. So there's been a communications failure on their part. It's a disaster not to get that message across more effectively, that where they are succeeding. So Trump has exploited some of their weaknesses. So he appeals to anti-intellectualism. You're certainly not going to feel outclassed by him academically. He said he likes the less well-educated. Well, you can see why. The cognitively challenged, they fall for him. They believe his lies and so forth. And one mustn't come across as too effete or overeducated, like John Kerry saying contretemps all those years ago in 2004. So 20 years ago, things like that play badly, seem to be a snob, especially if you're the East Coast establishment, someone who's sneering at middle America. So he plays out their lifestyle to them. He's sort of a fantasy figure, I suppose, for a lot of working class people. But if I were a billionaire, I would still eat junk food and I would still wear that cap and things like that. Someone with this glorious lack of sophistication, as Jeff Foxworthy might have said. So that appeals to people. Just rudeness. Some people mistake cruelty for toughness. Now, what's really tough is to be humane, which he definitely never, ever is. The Trump cult's been going for quite some time. Hyper-nationalism, militarism, although he doesn't want to go to war, so it seems. Wanted to have a better relationship with Putin. Almost every US president since Roosevelt has come in trying to have a better relationship with Russia or its predecessor state, the Soviet Union. But Trump ended up falling out quite badly with Russia and Xi Jinping. The way he's got this soft spot for tyrants, goes weak at the knees when he meets them. Wow, staggering and nauseating. So the many conspiracy theorists out there, nuts or just believe anything, the most flagrant lies, and he's exploited that. And he knows if you lie to people enough that they will believe it. I suppose a showman, and then we were serving chips to customers at McDonald's. Yeah, that was attractive to some people. Or they're in the garbage truck, as they'd say in the United States. So he's got an eye for the photo opportunity, and some people find that impressive and attractive. So these are some of the reasons that he'll win. But the Democrats have shot themselves in the foot with the wokery, with the transgender madness, claiming if a man pretends to be a woman, he's actually a woman, or if a woman pretends to be a man, she's actually a man. So if we say there's gender inequality or women discriminated against, we could solve that immediately by all women simply calling themselves men, and there would be no women and there'd be a man, and there could be no gender discrimination. Well, why don't you do that then? Oh, well, I want to be a woman. So you don't want equality then. You know, you would solve it at a stroke, according to your rationale. It's just preposterous. The paedophobia of the Democratic Party, their violent hatred of children, and then they're wanting to deprive children of the right to life. So taking away equality when it comes to the right to life, that's been a bit of a problem for them, but only a bit. It does actually appeal to most people, sadly, sickeningly. The United States is by no means the worst in this in the Western world, and that's one figure will help them. So the polls consistently underestimated, well, Trump by about 2.5%. his support in 2016 and 2020. Now they have striven to correct for that. So what I'm thinking, they will underestimate support by about 1.5 percentage points of the popular vote. Now the early voting is a fillip to the Harris-Walz campaign, because the postal votes early, they will disproportionately favor the Democrats. So I am taking that into account as well. But Trump is going to try and relitigate the result even when it's announced, and there'll be court battles well into December, I should imagine, and then he will try and persuade his accolades in the United States Congress in early January not to certify the election if he loses. So if he loses, he will strive might and main to somehow cling on by his fingernails. There are those who believe that he won last time. They're embittered. What else? Those people are sort of economically left behind in Rust Belt towns. There's anti-environmentalism. He appeals to that. He shows no concern for ecology whatsoever, for climate change, for pollution. So people want to hang on to blue-collar jobs, even if it's putting filth into the atmosphere and poisoning our lungs. So think it's just tree-hugging hippie crap, as they used to say on South Park. So people who haven't read the facts and don't like to face up to some unattractive realities or an inconvenient truth, as the former Vice President Al Gore would say, who say, yeah, let's have polluting vehicles and things like that. Trump, his just economically illiterate plan to put all these tariffs on China, saying China will pay for it. No, the American consumer will pay for it. Admittedly, American consumers will buy fewer Chinese goods because the price will be that much higher. Now, the People's Republic of China can therefore riposte by putting tariffs on American products. Admittedly, the United States doesn't sell that much to China in terms of manufactures. It's selling invisible sometimes, not hardware or even software very much. Just like his border wall with Mexico, which was never ever built, not a brick of which was ever built. You know, you can fool some of the people all the time, as Winston Churchill said. The human gullibility is almost limitless, and people's ability to fool themselves is really astonishing. So that's why I think he'll win. I'm not giving him a very high chance of winning. So I would say he's going to win narrowly. Now, Kamala Harris could easily win, but I think wouldn't win by very much. At the moment, I'm thinking that Trump will get 28 states, but not Washington, D.C. Thank you so much. Goodbye.